we're going to check out something from the Narcotic story. And this is called Time, Gentlemen, Time. Taking us up till Aerial View, coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Stay with us, WFMU. Thank you. Leaving music from the Narcotic Story from Oxbow's last studio album. Thanks again to Oxbow for a live performance today, and Ernie for awesome engineering. Don't forget, next week we'll be back with Key of Shame. Going to leave you some music from Berlitz Drama and Aerial Views coming up at 6 o'clock. Stay with us. This is WFMU. Broadcasting out of Jersey City, you're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
Play it real good and strong this time. We may get it real soon, huh? You think we could hear a little bit more harmonic in that instrumental break? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Let Go of Your Libido. Libido, take 9.
Street.
I'm all right. Get the f*** out. I'm enjoying my beer.
I don't get it.
get it.
W.
I don't get your act at all.
F.
And I don't think you do either.
M.
I don't think you know what you're trying to do or how to go about it.
You.
You're stupid.
I heard it over the radio.
Real stupid.
I'm not just talking about one person. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form. I'm talking about content. I'm talking about interrelationships. I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand?
Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
The car just committed suicide.
I have an idea now.
First name, Mr. Good name, period. Last name,
T. I just hope this man realizes that being able to communicate with people all over the world carries a serious responsibility.
Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone!
Showtime!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
Very auspicious beginning.
Thanks, that's it. So relax, me and this other cat are going to straighten you guys out. And then we'll get you know world peace. You ever heard that album called How to Speak Hip? Has anybody ever heard it? Oh, it's funny. It's How to Speak Hip by Doug Close and John Brennan. It was cut in 59. It's a very funny album.
Aerial View now back on the air. My name is Chris T. You can find me online at aerialview.me, and you can find WFMU at wfmu.org or wfmu.org, however you prefer it. You could say org, you could not say org, it doesn't matter. Just go there, and you can leave comments right now as the show is happening. If you can't make it to the phone to dial the live line into the studio, which is 201-209-9368-201-209-WFMU. It's the Hang On to Your Ego edition of Aerial View. Because I was thinking to myself the other day, self, what the hell are you good at? Just what the hell are you good at? You ever ask yourself that question? When you're having a talk with yourself, and do you say self? When you ask yourself a question. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU. Or do you just straight out ask yourself the question, what the hell are you good at? That is the question that's on the table today. Because if you're going to have any semblance of ego, and listen, we all use ego like it's pejorative, but you need some amount of ego, right? Something you think you're actually good at to justify your squalid existence. And I just want to know what that thing is. And I want a semi-serious answer. I don't want to hear that you're good at masturbating, for instance, or that you're good at sitting around eating snacks, or you're good at changing the channels on the TV. That's not the kind of thing I mean. I mean something you're actually proud of. None of those things you should be proud of. 201-209-9368. Something you could point to with pride and say, yes, I did that. Yes, I'm good at that. Maybe it's your job. Maybe you're good at your job. Why not admit it? Maybe you're a fantastic baker. Maybe you could whip up a beautiful meal for six people, no problem. Something you have mastery of. You know that book, Outliers? It's still on the New York Times bestseller list. That Malcolm Gladwell book. Well, he continually makes the point in that book that you have to do something for 10,000 hours in order to get mastery of it. That there's all kinds of studies that support this idea and prove it. 201-209-9368. Well, guess what I've done for 10,000 hours? See if you can guess. No, it's not sleeping. I still haven't mastered that, and I'm not good at it. 201-209-9368. Let's hang on to your ego day here on Aerial View, and I want to find out what the hell you're good at. And as folks are checking in with some comments on WFMU.org, and I always debate if I should read the comments or not, because listen to this. Davies, is that how you say your name? Davici? Who the hell knows? Chris, you sound tired. This is a one-way street. I don't know how you sound. Maybe you sound tired, too. And by the way, I don't think I sound tired. And then someone who calls himself F-A-G, well, you can sound that out, says... It doesn't really matter. You can go and see for yourself at WFMU.org, WFMU.org. We're finding out what you're good at. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU. The president doesn't seem to be very good at being a leader. That's what people are saying. Everyone's calling Obama a one-term president, saying that he's not very good at this job. And maybe you agree, maybe you disagree, but recently the president has been engaging in what's been called class warfare by a number of people, including the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. What is he good at? That's right, they're throwing around that phrase class warfare as often as they're throwing around the phrase job creators. That's what Republicans are good at, throwing around phrases. What are you good at? 201-209-9368. 201-209-WFMU. But he's recently gone on the attack, Obama, because people are saying, look, you're going to have to take the low road if you want to win, right? That's the only way you're going to win. You're going to have to attack. Go after them. Go for the populist thing. Say you're going after millionaires. Who likes millionaires, please? Well, we all want to be millionaires, but we don't like them, do we? Or maybe you do. 201-209-9368. Hello, welcome to the air. You're on the air. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. How's it going over there?
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty much good at standing around.
See, I asked for a semi-serious answer.
No, I'm being serious. That's like my only skill. 100%.
Standing around?
Like being at a place and standing and like leaning on things, you know?
And so where do you do this, standing around?
Like, anywhere, you know, like bars, clubs, waiting for a bus.
And have people complimented you on your standing around skills?
They actually have.
What do they say when they compliment you?
They say, I've got a perfect, like...
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike. Like, let's pretend for a minute. Mike, you're pretty good at standing around.
Right.
Is that the kind of thing they say?
No, they say more like, it's more like this one guy noticed the subtlety of how, like, it's like, look at me, but don't look at me kind of thing, you know?
Some guy noticed that?
Yeah.
Was he...
At a bar, you know, we were talking.
Yeah. And how did that come out in the conversation? How did he put it to you?
We were just talking at a bar, you know.
Well, be the guy for a minute. Just pretend I'm you and you're the guy.
Right.
And you come over to me and you say, hey, I noticed the way you were standing around.
No, I mean, we were in the conversation. Like, it wasn't just like a walked up to me type thing. It was like we were kind of deep into the conversation, and that was one of the things he brought up. Because I was talking about my total lack of skills, you know?
And he said?
He said, yeah, you do a great job of standing around, you know? There's a subtlety to it, you know?
Wow. Now, is there any way you could turn this into maybe an income stream, do you think?
That's what the problem is, that, you know, they got those Abercrombie and Fitch guys that stand out front, you know what I mean?
Really? I never noticed. What is that, Fifth Avenue, that store? Are you talking about, like, Abercrombie and, how do you even say that? And Fitch?
Yeah.
In the city of Manhattan? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know about in the city. I know out in the suburbs and malls, they usually have, like, young, good-looking guys standing out front, you know, like...
Are they rough trade?
I don't know. I don't ask questions, you know.
What the hell's going on over there?
Hey, Sam, have you ever looked at one of their catalogs?
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking more like, you know, a sign holder on the highway. You know, those guys that say, going out of business. Everything must go. Holding and spinning the fluorescent, the Dayglo sign.
That's too much work, man. That's cramping the stock. Have you ever seen one of those guys, man?
I've seen them plenty, sure. Hasn't everybody?
Yeah, no, it's too much work.
It's too much work. You don't really want to work that hard.
That cramps the style, you know. The whole point is to be like, you know.
Well, how would you get one of those? How do you say it? Is it Abercrombie or Abercrombie?
I think it's Abercrombie.
Abercrombie and Fitch Jobs.
Right.
How would you get one of those? You just walk in there and stand around until they notice you?
No, I'm definitely not. I'm too old and fat for that. I'm just saying that's the problem.
Why don't you go stand in front of the Home Depot? Maybe we should get a bunch of guys old and fat to stand around in front of the Home Depot.
That's it, man.
And people ask, what are you doing? He said, well, you know, they tried this at Abercrombie and Fitch, and it seems to work.
Very true.
I wonder if you would increase the foot traffic in there.
I don't know.
These guys do anything besides stand around? Do they sell anything, or do they talk to people? Do they tell them what their latest... What do those people make, clothing?
Yeah. They just stand there. I don't even think they're, like, greeters.
Are they allowed to do anything when they're standing there? Can they talk on a phone or text somebody or play a handheld video game?
I'm not sure. I have a feeling they probably can't. There's probably super strict rules about it. But
ooh, if anybody who does that job for a living can call in, I would just fall on the floor. Especially if you had your contract. I want to read what's in the contract, what you're allowed to do and not do. Like, do they have to actually stand or can they sit?
I think that I would assume they'd have to stand. I don't know as much about it as I'd like to, but I would assume the whole idea is to, like, get the little girls. You know, if you got some, like, you know, eye candy standing out front of the store, you get the little mall rats rolling in. You know, like,
wow. Now, is it all beefcake, or do they do some cheesecake for the dudes as well?
I have a feeling it's all. You know,
it's all beefcake.
Yeah, you take a look at their catalog. It's pretty much, you know.
Is the phrase homoerotic the one you're looking for?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's all like, you know, sun bleached hair and shaved chest.
Right.
You know, pants barely around the, what's that?
It's got a Van Zandt Mapplethorpe vibe. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Occasionally one comes to the house accidentally because of the former occupants. You know, I'll see one of those and open it and go, there's nothing in my size in here. Just like Urban Outfitters. You know, you go up there and you're like, what the hell am I doing in Urban Outfitters? How depressed am I? That's the first question you ask yourself. And then, you know, what's with all the overpriced crap is probably the second question you ask yourself. And then, what time can I get out of here? When can I leave?
Make a break at the door, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, so usually I'm going in there with my wife, and I got to wait until she's through looking around, but we both walk out empty-handed, generally speaking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I did buy something there during Christmas time. What the hell? It was like some It was some retro-looking Christmas tree, like aluminum, little tiny Christmas tree thing. I remember buying there. But you could probably buy that in a number of places. That doesn't seem to be specific to Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever... I think I went in one once and just kind of walked around, like, definitely too fat and too balding to be, like, in the... You know what I mean? It's like the kind of place...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They definitely, like... Definitely ruining the vibe by me walking in there, you know? definitely, like, I don't know. I don't know, you know, it's not...
But they don't come over and ask you to leave. I mean, at least they don't do that, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not that creepy.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and leave now. Thank you.
I haven't gotten one of those yet.
Okay.
Not that bad.
Do you purchase anything there? Do you get yourself a nice... $25 trucker hat, or perhaps a $40 T-shirt, or
at the which one, the Abercrombie and Fitch? Or
well,
the...
either one of them. I don't even know what they charge at the Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, I you know, like I said, I'm pretty heavy, so I go for the plus size store. You know?
Oh my god!
So it's like, you know, Also, I mean, at my age, you know, you walk into one of those stores, it's just straight, you know.
You feel like an old bastard.
Yeah.
And you are. You're an old bastard.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You take care. We're asking what you're good at today on Aerial View. Hello.
I'll tell you what, Chris. Chris, you can't ask me to give you an example, but I'll tell you what I'm good at. I'm good at when you hear a song and you can't make out the lyrics, so you make up your own.
Okay. That's a skill.
I'm so good at it. That people actually remember my version of it than the real version.
And I can't ask you to give me an example.
You know what? I just can't think off the top of my head because, you know, I'm a little nervous, you know, obviously. And but when I hear a song, I'll hear the lyrics, what I think it sounds like, and I'll give my interpretation of it. I probably have maybe 1,000 or maybe even 2,000. I could probably write.
Now I'm dying to hear this skill put into use. What's your name, caller?
And I'm sorry.
Who are you, first of all?
Doug. I'm sorry, Doug.
Doug. All right. So now you're going to do a demonstration, right?
I'm trying to think of one, but I, you know, it got me.
What about a song like "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing"? Come on, everybody knows the words to that, right? Do you remember that song?
Okay, wait. I'd like to.
Because that's all I know is the first line.
That's too predictable.
But
that's like a rhyming thing. The thing is, it's got to be a little bit off.
I'm trying to help you and you spurn me. You spurn my help.
All right, let me think.
I don't understand it.
I'm trying to think of one that everybody would know.
What can I do to help you think? Do you want some thinking music or should I be quiet? What do you need from me right now?
Let's try to think. I mean, do you know of any, like, for example, like...
I just gave you one. You rejected it. I'd like to teach the world to sing. What's the rest of it?
Do you know of any that people do that they make up their own? Like, all right, there's that one with Tony Danza. How does that go?
Look, I only know ones that people make dirty. Because when I used to go to the garage to Trips Auto out there in Copaig on Long Island, when I'd walk in there, they would take any song that was playing, no matter how innocent, and they could make it filthy within a matter of seconds.
Oh yeah, well you know that song. I think it's called "Our Love Is Like a Ship on the Ocean."
Yes,
I think I'd like to try and you know what on the ocean.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking more along the lines of "If You Don't Know Me by Now." Imagine what a bunch of mechanics can do with that song.
Yeah, there
just let your imagination run away with you.
Uh oh, I think I gotta hang up.
Yeah, I think I gotta hang up first. How's that? Beat you to the punch. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
We're asking what you're good
Felix.
At. Hey, Felix. You know what you're good at?
I make up silly nonsense words.
Say again, please.
I make up silly nonsense words. I'm really good at it.
You're good at making up silly nonsense words.
That is correct, sir.
And are we going to get an example out of you, or?
Sure. Shishka Brunitz, Bermazunitz, Ashkatenchik, Bermazunitz, Hopasonitz, Kalpa Shmanchik.
These aren't actual words in any language. It sounds vaguely kind of Yiddish, maybe Russian, maybe some kind of Slavic thing. They're not actual words.
Some sort of sub-Slavic, post-Ukrainian sort of strain.
Where are your people from,
totally
Felix?
Totally off the dome, as young people say.
Totally
off the dome.
Totally off the dome. Is that what they say?
That is correct, sir.
What do you do with this skill? Do you entertain at parties? What do you do?
No, just make them up as long as they go along.
So,
whatever activity I'm myself, I'm about my life, you know, I don't discuss that. I won't do that. That'll kind of kill the whole mood situation.
You don't, yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing to do during lovemaking. Is that what you're saying?
Not at all. But otherwise, you know, I'll be driving and all of a sudden, butamafianchik or something of that nature.
So what was that word? Say that again.
Butamafianchik.
Butamafianchik.
Flanchik.
Flanchik.
Correct.
Yeah. I can't see you in bed with your wife going, butamafianchik!
Butamafianchik.
I can't see you saying that either.
You go.
Do what now?
You make up one.
I read too much Mad Magazine. I have actual words like Potsreebi and so on.
Potsreebian?
No, Potsreebi.
What the hell is a Potsreebi?
Figure it out. Go find an old copy of Mad Magazine. What do I know? I don't know what it means. It's a funny word that was in there.
This was fun.
Thank you, Felix.
You got it.
Felix is good at making up words. What are you good at? That's what I'm asking today. Find out what kind of skills you have. These may not be skills that pay the bills, by the way. But so what? I mean, maybe you're making someone laugh. Who knows? 201-209-9368. 201-209-WFMU. Aerial View now on the air. And you can find me online at aerialview.me. Find the station at WFMU.org. Or ORG, however you'd like it. I've heard both theories, by the way. There's been whole discussions about should we say org, because you don't say, or should we say ORG, because you don't say COM. See, you don't say go to whatever COM. You know, Abercrombie and Fitch COM. You say AbercrombieandFitch.com, right? So why would you say .org if you don't say .com? But here's my argument. You're already saying a bunch of letters, right? You're already saying WFMU. So why not just continue saying letters? Why not continue saying .org? See the beauty of that? WFMU.org. But now you got me saying WFMU.org. Org. And yesterday was Speak Like a Pirate Day.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills with peace throughout the land. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. With love, grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to teach
201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU, asking what you're good at. It's the Hang On to Your Ego edition of Aerial View. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU.
Commissioner of Public Safety to look into the matter, and he did make a survey of the situation.
My department made a very thorough investigation of these so-called programs. We had telephone conversations and correspondence with various municipalities, included among these being Orange, New Jersey, Asbury Park, and the city of Hoboken. And we find that these programs are not for the good of the community, and that's why I ordered them banned.
It's our feeling here in Jersey City that
WFM U
is filled with dynamite, and we don't want the dynamite to go off in Jersey City.
Aerial View on the air for another half an hour. Thunk Tank coming up at 7 p.m. here on WFMU. And again, we're at WFMU.org, and that's the way I like it. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. And you can find me online at aerialview.me. Links to Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook page, archives, podcasts, all of that crap. Right there in one place. Go to aerialview.me. And thanks to Dave the Spaz for letting me fill in this past Thursday, playing 3 hours of music. It was harrowing, but it was fun at the same time. And now this is the phone-in talk show, where I'm asking what you're good at. It's the Hang On to Your Ego edition of Aerial View. And again, that book, Outliers, talks about how people become successful. And the proposition is put forth by the author, Malcolm Gladwell, that it requires 10,000 hours of doing something. Like, if you do something for 10,000 hours, then you could say you're good at it. Or you probably are good at it. So what have you done for 10,000 hours? 201-209-9368. 201-209-WFMU. I don't know. There's some comments here on the playlist. WFMU.org is where you could find your way to the playlist. And I guess this is a comment about the Abercrombie and Fitch people who hang around outside. Skirky asks, are we sure they're not mannequins? Dale says, I was a good art director at one time. I dropped out of the city in the corporate world, and now I'm a good house painter. Whatever you do, you have to decide to be good at it and work at it. And then Horn Dog just goes off. And DeVis or DeVici, however you say it. I'm in the corporate world and it sucks, but apparently I can handle it, but I'm not proud of it. I'm a weirdo, says I can make a song filthy. Well, that's a skill. Mike says, I'm good at wishing the show was better. Wow. Thanks, Mike. And Al Jaffe says, Fushugana, another good word you could pick up in Mad Magazine. JCJ says, certainly explains why Gladwell is so good at spouting utter nonsense. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU, Aerial View now on the air. Asking what the hell you're good at. It's the Hang On to Your Ego edition of Aerial View. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Chris.
Who's calling?
Chris, also.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hell's Kitchen.
And hi. You're in Hell's Kitchen?
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you?
I'm mellow. I'm okay.
Glad to hear it. That's a good way to be.
Yeah. Well, it's nice, you know. I started listening to your show recently because I listened to the show after you, but I just started a little earlier and I caught you recently. I'm enjoying it.
My thank you.
I'm good at writing songs, where I used to be, and singing. I mean, I haven't written songs in a little while, but I have 3 recorded CDs, so I have been good. See, that's another aspect of it. Do we maintain the goodness of whatever it is that... Are we good at something now, and we're not necessarily going to be good at it later?
Why? Is there something like that in your life?
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't written new songs in a while, but I have written.
Now, I feel that way about the guitar. You know, the guitar used to be such a big part of my life, and I can make a fairly good argument that playing guitar brought me to where I am now. And matter of fact, next week I wanted to ask people about that, this very thing. Next week we're going to talk about those things that you you wonder if it's time to leave behind or not. I've been having a lot of debates with myself about all the guitars hanging around my house because they mock me because I never play them anymore. And I used to really enjoy it, but
That's good.
Now, so what would it take to get you to write another song?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, I kind of started one. It would take an inspiration. And everybody, every artist has their own unique way of being inspired, it seems to me. Some of them are better at it than others and make more money, etc. But, for a commercial, but yeah, I don't know, just yesterday, if I start thinking about something, sometimes it comes out in lyrics or trying to express it in some certain way, and then next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Now, I might have a chorus or a hook or whatever, but that hasn't happened in years now, so there's that balance of, is it going to happen again? We'll just leave it alone, it'll come when it comes, you know.
Well, do you have any of the song written yet?
I wrote on a piece of paper here. And you know what? I started thinking maybe I just need to rethink the whole process of songwriting and just write in a different way than I was used to writing. Anyway.
Which was how?
Well, you know, I can look back at the songs that I've written, the 20 or 30 songs, and I can see patterns. And
we got to hear one of these songs now. Do you have a song you could play, or guitar, or you could strum, or some damn thing?
I sing. I started out singing Acapulco, so yeah, I can sing.
That's not a thing, you know that, right? It's acapella is what the word I think you're looking for.
Yeah,
but anyway, can you play something? Sing something?
Sure. I look like my daddy did when he was my age way back when he was raising a family and watching Gunsmoke in the den. He worked a ton of overtime to pay the bills and make ends meet. I came along in 59. I was my mother's birthday treat. So that's a song I wrote called Daddy.
No, it was too late on that. That's called Daddy?
About my daddy.
Oh. Wow.
Who's dead now. But
well, mine too. Join the club.
So, yeah.
So now, did that get recorded on a CD somewhere? Did you put that out?
Yeah, my first CD, which was produced by Paul Colby, who owns The Bitter End, where he's still kicking. Not a charming old man.
Wow. Did you have any record sales? Did you tour?
Not really. It wasn't really organized, you know. I was supposed to be the first artist on his label, that kind of thing. But it didn't happen.
Sorry to hear it.
You know, it's just like everything else. A shot. You give it a shot, and then people either make it a success or not.
Well, you know what they say about success.
No.
You have to have failed to achieve success. There is no success without failure. You must fall so you can rise.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm just saying what they say. I'm not sure I would say those things, but...
No, it's true. It's some truth and banality. No, I'm just kidding. There's some truth in those sayings. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd call because I enjoy the laid-back thing you got going. And yeah.
Well, thank you. What's your name again?
Chris.
I said I was going to write these things down, and damn it, I have a pen in my pocket and everything.
Chris,
and
Chris,
your name is even the same as mine, and...
I'll call you.
I'm ashamed. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Thanks for that. 201-209-9368. Hang on a second. What the hell is this? 201-209-WFMU. 201-209-9368. Asking what you're good at. It's the Hang On To Your Ego edition of Aerial View.
W.
What are you?
F.
Where did you come from?
M.
I think you're the cause of all this.
U.
I think you're evil! Evil!
Aerial View on the air for another 20 minutes. Thunk Tank coming up next here on WFMU. To find out what's happening here, you can always go to WFMU.org, WFMU.org, to see what's happening here and on the air and everywhere. And AerialView.me is where you can go to see my Twitter feed and the Tumblr blog and the Facebook page and all that crap. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU, asking what you're good at. It's the Hang On To Your Ego edition of Aerial View. More comments coming in on the playlist page, and yes, it's true. I've deleted some comments, and I've mentioned this before. Why I will delete comments. This is not a First Amendment issue, by the way. I know you'd like to make it into one, but I've asked for people to include an email address. If you don't have an email address, if you're going to leave anonymous, nasty comments, then there's really no reason why I need to leave it up there. I mean, what do you... Come on, are you serious? Be a man and put some kind of email address along with your comment. That was the agreement we made months ago. But if you want to just leave anonymous comments that are nasty and smell of an agenda, then there's really no reason why I need to leave them up there. And you could call it censorship if you like. I don't agree. It's not censorship. It's a bargain we made. You want to leave a comment? Have your email address as part of the comment. Let your email address appear. Don't hide your email address, because I'm not hiding. You know who I am. You know where I am. You know how to reach me. So it's kind of unfair, don't you think? Loser. Asking what you're good at on Aerial View. It's the Hang On To Your Ego edition, 888-201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU. WFMU. Right now, Mike is actually leaving an email address, but of course it's meaningless. It's a meaningless email address. And Mike asks, how come no other WFMU DJ censor? Well, first of all, I'm not a DJ, Mike. That's number one. Secondly, I don't know what other DJs do, but it was another DJ who suggested to me that I didn't have to leave all the comments up there on the playlist. That it's not a democracy. Sorry about that. Sorry you're slighted because you don't get to leave your comments up there. I'm sorry that you think it's some kind of wide open system where you can just be a schmuck and I have to sit there and take it. But that's not the way it works, Mike. And now once I figure out how to do so, I will just block you so you can't leave comments, period. Go create another email address if you want to leave other comments, but you're still a douchebag, is what it comes down to. 201-209-9368, 201-209-WFMU. What am I good at? I'm good at blocking you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Chris, it's another Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
It's well, easy to remember
that. Do people realize this is a call-in radio program? If they want to comment on the air,
I don't know if they do. I really don't know, I just know that this whole comments thing has run amok. We tried to have a conversation about this a few weeks ago. It didn't really go exactly as I would have liked it to have gone. I mean, this show rarely, if ever, goes exactly as I'd like to. It just goes where it goes. And I don't see, that's the other thing that's bothering me. This guy's using the word derailed. It's not possible to derail this program. This program is not on a rail, okay? It's not a straight line thought. You know what I'm saying? It goes all over the place. And so it's not possible to derail the program. But to talk about the comments for a minute, I know you all, a lot of you all just live in cyberspace and you all just live on the internet all the time. But it doesn't make everything that you say online this gem that has to be preserved forever or something we all have to pay attention to. Just because you're being a snarky douchebag doesn't mean that we all have to sit around and read it or somehow leave it there forever because removing it would be censorship. No, that's not the case. And if you want to do it anonymously, if you want to do it in a way so that nobody knows who you are, I mean, that's just, you're just being a coward. Is what it comes down to.
Well, if they're going to drop the doo-doo, somebody's going to clean it up, and that's just too bad.
If they're going to drop the doo-doo.
Yeah, well, you know, play for radio.
I see what you're saying.
Well, you were talking earlier in the program about that nonsense they're coming up with about the class war.
Oh, yeah, the class warfare. They're throwing that phrase around.
Oh, yeah. And I keep hearing that class warfare thing, and I'm like, isn't that the wrong... I mean, this is like the up is down, black is white world of faux news, you know, once again. Class war has been won. The rich are the victors. And to them goes the spoils. And the rest of us, well, we got to just stop leaving comments and agitate.
Do you think that would actually happen?
In this country... I think this country over three generations has been so dumbed down, it's not funny. I think people are just, you know, they're all about themselves. They don't care about another single human being. They think that one of these days they're going to hit the lotto and they're going to be George Soros or the Koch brothers or whoever it is. And they're living in a fantasy land. Too much TV.
And you think we're doomed. We're all doomed.
No, we're not doomed.
Oh, okay.
It's just we're going through a phase. You know, there's always hope.
There is always hope?
Of course. I am living proof of that.
Wow. Well, why are you living proof of that, dare I ask?
I'm still talking to you.
Oh. Well. Listen, I'm going to grab this other call, Chris, but thanks for calling.
Have a good one, Chris.
All right, let's see who this is, who may be the very last caller. On Aerial View. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air right now?
Yes, you're on the air right now.
Oh, I was totally
Don't
not
say
ready
anything.
For that. Is this Chris?
Yeah, it is. Don't say anything dirty.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's terrible.
All right.
I'm on the air.
Please don't do that.
No.
What can I help you with, my friend? What is your name, my friend?
My name is Mike Fun.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to the program, Mike.
I actually like your show, Chris. I'm just fooling with you, but you gotta roll with the punches, man. You gotta do a little bit better than what you're doing with the trolling. You gotta learn how to ignore that stuff. I mean, come on. You wasted so much time of your show on me. It's not even
Well,
funny.
Come on, Mike. I got you to call. I mean, how else would I have gotten you to call? Actually,
well,
get up and...
Well, you know, I actually tried calling earlier, and I went to voicemail.
Well, I don't know that we have voicemail, so I don't know if that is the truth. We don't
maybe
really...
Maybe I misdialed. I'm sorry.
Maybe you misdialed. Did you dial 201-209 WFMU?
It's the same number. Actually.
Maybe you dialed WFDU, because people are always getting us confused.
I dialed the same number. I don't hate your show. I really don't.
But, Mike, you have to understand how it feels to come down here and do a show. You know, to come down here and do a show and then try to do an entertaining show and then have to look at comments like the ones that you so casually leave that are passing judgment on me, on all the years I've been on the air. It's kind of... I mean, how ironic that I'm doing a show about hang on to your ego, and there's you, Mr. Anonymous, sitting out there.
That's why I'm doing it, dude. You missed the point.
Oh, that's why you're doing what?
You missed the point entirely.
Why are you doing it?
Because you are hanging on to your ego. You are not letting it go like Brian Wilson suggests. You're completely missing the point. I have actually done radio before, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And I understand what it is like to get these calls.
Well, you do. So you've walked a mile in my shoes.
I have walked a mile in your shoes. Yes.
Gee, thanks for being able to commiserate. Then why are you doing it? Look, I'm not on you. I didn't go on your website when you were on the air and leave comments on your website, did I? Especially snarky ones.
That's, no, you didn't, but I'm on topic, and you're missing the point. I'm on topic.
No, but you're missing the point. I said earlier that really your intention was what exactly? It's like you had an agenda, and that was to
get your
agenda was to right
to
because I have an ego. That's why.
Exactly.
And I need to let go of it.
You're hanging on to your ego. You're not letting it go, dude.
But that's not what the song says. The song says hang on to your ego.
Is it not?
Well, that's what but that's what the song says. What am I hearing the song wrong? Please, Mike.
Maybe.
But Mike.
The point is letting it go a little bit.
But really, is that what you were? Is that Mike? Is that really
letting go of your ego?
But Mike is Mike. Isn't that really what you were trying to do? Because somehow I don't buy it. That you were trying to help me by convincing me to let go of my ego.
I'm not trying to help you. I'm not trying to.
Oh, you weren't trying
to troll you, which I did successfully.
You were trying to troll me.
Which I did successfully.
Is that even a thing? You could use that as a verb now. You trolled me.
Sure. Have you ever been on the internet, dude?
I mean, how old are you, first of all?
I am 41 years old.
Oh, my God. Come on. You know, I let you on the air, and, you know, and I knew it was a mistake. Oh, my God. The hell is wrong with you? Please, Mike, I don't care that you've done radio, and I don't care who you are. Don't ever call me again. Don't leave comments on the playlist, okay? Thank you, Mike. I will see you next Tuesday. Stay here for Thunk Tank with Bronwyn and Jay. And I'm going to be asking you about those things that it may be time for you to leave behind next week. And here is a band that you can hear my favorite guitar on. 1968 Les Paul that I bought for $225 back in 1981. It may have been 1980. But this was a band called the Jungle Creeps. And on this song is that particular guitar. I'll see you next Tuesday. You can find me online at aerialview.me. The station is at wfmu.org. This is WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. Stay here for Thunk Tank coming up next. Live UCB Theater appearance by 7 second delay tomorrow. Come on out. We'll be right back.
of fun and excitement. Now, let's start. Who's that? Brown. Who's that? Brown.
All hail the Banana King.
Princess Unicorn, Bunny Kitten.
Eagle.
What does that mean when you say I'm a gangster?
I have been a Republican in times good, and I have been a Republican in times bad.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you.
Something as diabolical as Justin Bieber could only have been the product of a remorseless sex fiend.
Then I'd also stick mud in people's heads and then punch them.
I'm sorry. I'm not that good at these things. It must have been painful.
Man is evil.
I got to find a new way.
I don't take nothing from no one. I do what I want to do. And I'm going to do that until the day I die. And if I can't do that, then I'll just die.
If you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels, freeing you from the earth.
You brought me back to life?
It was an accident.
We, the willing, led by the annoying, are doing the impossible for the ungrateful. We have done so much for so long with so little that we are now qualified to do anything. Wait.
You even know what that means?
How far can you get without 4 years of college? A lot further than you may think. Think.
Well, I thunk and thunk.
I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay and tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away.
He kept calling me at night, all hours of the night.
Everything went wrong.
I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days.
You grabbed my hand, and we fell into it, like a daydream or a fever.
Oh my God, it's a narwhal!
Yeah, narwhal!
You gonna give me the CD case back?
What CD case?
Oh, I didn't know what we were.
I don't think we have to do that this week. Do you want to anyway?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it gives me something to do.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, you need here. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm staying busy.
Yeah, no.
All right. No, throw it. Oh,
God. I gotta throw it. Okay. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Thunk Tank. This is gonna be one of the stranger Thunk Tank shows I think we've ever done.
Yeah. In its own way.
In its own way. It will be a different sort of Thunk Tank show, and so that's good.
Yeah.
I wish when Chris leaves, he would take his Kleenexes
dead
off
cat.
The board. No, I can't have that, too.
Look he always leaves his dead cat on the board. With it. That is.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's a souvenir for you. Little memorabilia. You could clone your very own Chris.
I don't want to clone Chris.
Grow him in a vat. It would actually just be like his nose. You wouldn't get much else, but you would get...
You'd get some.
Yeah.
You'd get some.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I've got some, and I should be happy.
Be happy for what you got.
That's a song. Do you know that song?
What is it?
I got some, and I should be happy.
So much stuff and things. We should all be as happy as kings.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. See? Everything's good. Everything's good this week on Thunk Tank.
I know, it's coming. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up, Thunk Tank.
Everything's coming up, Thunk Tank, for me and for you.
What? Fake eggs. Nothing. I'm
eggs?
Just remembering.
Oh, fake eggs. Yeah. You want to start out talking about fake eggs? We have like
so many random observations this week that I think fake eggs are as good as anywhere to start. Well, apparently this is unsubstantiated. Well, do you think anything that we ever talk about is real? Yeah, so I read this thing about fake eggs in China. Well, but I wanted the Health Watch music. I thought this was like a Health Watch. Oh, you want the Health Watch music? Yeah. Okay, I can do that. Wait.
I'm sorry, what did I leave here?
Chris, it's all right. I threw it that way.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I didn't realize it.
Chris. Now I've offended Chris. Oh, God. Oh, no. Chris, stop. We think you do a great job. This is going to be terrible. Now we've offended him. Oh, no. Thunk Tank, alienating ourselves more and more every day. Offended Chris, and you know he comes on before us, so there's next time it won't be on a tissue. He could do next anything. Time it'll be, you know, I'll just mark his territory somewhere. Just yeah, mark the board. We won't know. Maybe that'll be a secret surprise. Yeah. No, I don't want to start with this. I want to. What do you want to do? We got so much good stuff. Okay, well, what do you want to start with? Play that witchcraft music. Jeez, I didn't cue it up. Oh, okay, then don't play that. I can. I'm going to talk about. Cue it up because then that'll transition well. Okay. I want to talk about PETA. PETA. Okay, yeah, let's start with PETA. That's so good. PETA, and this doesn't fall into any category that we have. Wait, here comes the witchcraft music. Don't start it till I finish with the article. Okay, wait, so what's happening? Okay, so you're going to talk about PETA, and then I'm going to start the music? Yeah. Okay, we're going to play music this week. Yes. That's people should be aware of that. Yeah, I know. It's not just a chaotic start to the show, we're also playing music. It's all chaotic freeform. All the time. We're just a bunch of space monkeys tumbling through the outer regions. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. What? Space monkeys? No, I was going to say something, but you know what's really not? Every time I start to say something today, I decided not to. How's that working for you? It's working pretty good, you know? Because usually it's like, if you think about it, right? Think about like how much time you spend thinking about other people, right? That's how much time people spend thinking about you. So it's really not a lot, usually, for most people, right? It's like, I thought that the beginning of that statement was implying that I think about other people a lot. No, it's implying that you don't think about them very much at all. Well, I don't think about any one person a lot, but I think about other people in general quite a bit. Really? It's a cornucopia of other people. Yeah, but, you know, you don't pay that much attention to any one person usually. No, but in aggregate. Well. All right, we go on. What are you saying? Okay, so I'm just saying that's how much any other person thinks about you, which is pretty much not a lot. So whenever somebody tells me something and I start to like reply and I'm